Hey, what's up? This is Ray with Teenage Bottle Rocket, and you're listening to Rocket Fuel.
What's up and welcome to Rocket Fuel, where we play punk, ska, indie, and everything else in between. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host. Coming up in this episode, I've got new music from Rocket from the Crypt and Anchor Arms, as well as great classic tracks from Husker Du and Jawbreaker. Later on, I'll interview Ray from the great punk band Teenage Bottle Rocket, and I'll keep you up to date with punk rock headlines. But up first is brand new music from San Diego legends Rocket from the Crypt. The band has been resting in peace since Halloween of 2005, but their memory lives on. Recently, they released All Systems Go 3, their third installment of unreleased and demo material. From this awesome collection, here is Chariots on Fire.
You're out of through and into the Motion slowing down in a big
Welcome back to Rocket Fuel. That was the Ottawa, Canada band The Fully Down with Cost of Comfort, which came off of their 2005 album Don't Get Lost in a Movement. Sadly, the band announced in July that they were breaking up and played their last show in Ottawa last month. Before that, you heard the infamous pop-punk band Homegrown with Tomorrow, which came off of their Drive-Thru Records release Kings of Pop. Up next is more new music, and this time it's from Gainesville, Florida's Anchor Arms. The band released their debut album, Cold-Blooded, on Failsafe Records last month. Here's a track from it. This is Poison Arrows.
I've been made for a life of dread, with a murder, poison, arrows.
Here at Rocket Fuel. That was a classic track from punk legends Husker Du. From their SST album New Day Rising, which was released in 1985, that was Celebrated Summer. Prior to that, you heard the Illinois rock band Dr. Manhattan with Big Chomper, Big Chomper, which is from their self-titled debut album. The song will also appear in the soundtrack to the NHL 09 video game. And now, punk rock headlines. Mike, Gabe, Matt, and M of Tsunami Bomb have announced plans for a reunion show to benefit their friend Liz from the band Lucky Strike. Liz was recently diagnosed with a brain tumor, and all proceeds from the show will go to her and her family. The show will be held in January at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma, scheduled for the 17th. More details are expected to be made available via the band's MySpace page. Swedish skate punk legends No Fun At All have announced the release of their first full length in 8 years. The album, titled Lowrider, is due to be released November 14th on the band's own label, Beat 'Em Down Records. The first single from it, Reckless, I Don't Wanna, can be heard on the band's website and will be released as a single on November 1st. The band's final release, State of Flow, was released on Burning Heart Records in 2000. However, the band broke up the following year, though it has been doing more and more reunion shows in recent years. Streetlight Manifesto have finally released the details on their long-awaited project, 99 Songs of Revolution. The band explained, "Okay, technically it's not a new original record, but here it is. A few years ago, when Bandits of the Acoustic Revolution released its first and so far only record, there was a mention in the liner notes of a large project called 99 Songs of Revolution. This is a collection of 99 cover songs, spanning all kinds of genres, all kinds of artists. Now, a few years later, it's all going down. And here are the details. Some of them, at least." The 99 Songs of Revolution project will consist of 8 full-length records, 2 from Streetlight, 2 from Bandits, and 2 each from 2 other Streetlight-related groups. The first Streetlight record for 99 Songs of Revolution will be out in early 2009, simultaneously with another of the 8 CDs, no, not the Bandits one. Victory will be putting out the CDs and MP3s, and Pentimento will be releasing and distributing the vinyl. "We are aware of our reputation to take forever to release records and miss our self-imposed deadlines, so we are not giving anyone solid dates, not even our labels. Early 09 release. That's it. We are, though, working hard on it. The demos are all but done, and we head into the studio to begin tracking in October. Our upcoming tour schedule, as you know, is borderline impossible and sane, so cut us some slack. Bandits of the Acoustic Revolution released A Call to Arms in 2001, and Streetlight Manifesto issued Somewhere in the Between last year." And finally, Anchorless Records has finalized the release date and track listing for their upcoming tribute to the late Johnny Cash. The tribute is titled All Aboard, a tribute to Johnny Cash, and is due out October 21st. It will feature the Bouncing Souls, the Dresden Dolls, Ben Nichols of Lucero, On Guard, Chuck Reagan, Joe McMahon of Smoker Fire, and many more. All profits from the album will be donated to the Sorrento Savio Endowment, which provides financial support to underprivileged breast cancer patients. The vinyl version of All Aboard will feature an alternate version of Delia's Gone by Ben Nichols of Lucero. Punk Rock Headlines are brought to you by the hardworking people at punknews.org. Bring out the punk news and bring out the best. Up next is music from New York City ska legends The Toasters. From my favorite album of theirs, Dub 56, here is Mona.
You told me you loved me, but then you leave me alone. See, I don't be searching, baby, like some dove or bone. You told me you loved me, yes, you told me yourself. So why don't you put me, baby, right back on the shelf? Crazy.
carry you out. You better run fast so I man drinks down.
Don't you know that I love you, baby? Don't you know that I love you, girl? I would have given you my heart gladly, along with diamonds, rubies, and pearls. Mona, please won't you be my baby? Mona, won't you be my baby tonight? Mona, darling, are you driving me crazy?
Back to Rocket Fuel. That was the Wyoming pop-punk juggernaut Teenage Bottle Rocket with In the Basement. A few weeks ago, I had the pleasure of talking with the band's guitarist and co-vocalist, Ray. Check it out. All right, I'm here with Ray from Teenage Bottle Rocket. How's it going, Ray?
It's going good, man. It's going good.
Now, you guys just got back from your Canadian tour with other Red Scare bands. How did that go?
It went great. It was awesome to get over there and especially in the Maritime Provinces. It was awesome, man.
Cool.
Now, Kingston, New York was surprisingly really cool, too. And Quebec City was great. Small show, but probably my favorite show of the tour.
Awesome.
It was great to see all those crazy cities. Montreal was awesome.
Very cool. Now, do you see any kind of a difference between your Canadian fans versus your American fans?
Not really.
Okay.
But it's just kind of the same size in both countries, you know, not like we go to Canada for a substantial, like, show difference, as far as attendance is concerned or something like that. It's pretty much right. The same as in the States, but, it was cool to go up there finally and, give it all a shot. I'd like to do some of the Western provinces more, you know, Alberta, and we didn't really know where to play in Saskatchewan or anything like that, but, you know, British Columbia again. I'd like to go to Victoria sometime.
Definitely, that'd be cool.
Hook up with the Hanson Brothers.
There you go. Oh, man, a Teenage Bottle Rocket version of Bop would be, you know, just out of sight.
Total Goomba.
Yeah, nice. So what was the wildest thing that happened to you guys while you were up there in Canada? Any crazy stories or anything?
The wildest thing happened really on the way to the airport because we flew into Detroit and we crossed the border with a rental car.
Okay.
And on the way to the airport, right when we crossed from Wyoming into Colorado, we hit this deer.
Ooh.
And it was a buck deer and destroyed the front right of our van pretty good.
Oh, man.
The deer spun around and hit the passenger side door and like put a 6-inch dent on it. And so that was just like right off the bat, pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And, just dealing with the border because our bass player, he got a DUI 3 years ago. And so he had to pay a couple $100 to get across.
Oh, wow.
But, as far as good stuff, you know, there was just like great shows, hung out with a lot of our friends, you know, the Varsity Weirdos and the Riptides. It was great to hook up with those guys. And then on the tail end of the tour, we went to the States and Boston, Kingston, New York, and then Cleveland with this band, the Sidekicks, that are on Red Scare now.
Yeah.
Those guys are told to kick ass.
That's
awesome.
So
we borrowed people's gear every night, and it was cool. We pulled it off, I thought.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to going out next time with our own stuff.
Definitely. Now, of course, you guys are from Laramie, Wyoming, where everything I've read and seen is that's a pretty vibrant scene there. Why do you think that is?
I think probably because of the university more than anything. Just it's a college town here in Laramie. And being so close to Fort Collins and Denver, we pick up touring bands from those cities, and they play here a lot. And also, just some bigger bands that came through. I don't know why, before I even started a band, I guess Firehose played here, Fugazi played here.
Oh, wow.
So even before my day, there was some shows that went on in Laramie that were pretty awesome.
That's very cool. Now, what was the first punk rock record you ever listened to, and how did you get your hands on it?
Oh, man.
If you can remember. Or at least one of the first. Doesn't have
to
be the very first.
Well, I think the first thing that caught my eye as far as, like, that's pretty awesome is, like, Black Flag, My War. My older brother had it. He was, like, a skateboard kid. And not to act like I, you know, went out and bought every Black Flag record after that. You know, I think I got it mixed up. I heard Suicidal Tendencies. Like, I saw Your Mommy and Your Mommy Dead.
Right.
And I didn't remember any of the songs of My War whenever I eventually bought it, but that cover I definitely remember in four bars, you know, Black Flag.
Right.
But as far as, like, getting, like, into punk, I think Dookie probably was more than anything what stoked me out. My Brain Hurts, you know, shortly after. And, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Very cool. Now, is Dookie your favorite Green Day album, or after you listen to Dookie, did you go back?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, cool. Now, not too long from now, you guys will be performing in Chicago for the Riot Fest, and of course, other awesome bands there, the Boss Tones, Methadones, a whole slew of others. How stoked are you guys for that big show?
We're really excited. It's going to be great. We love Chicago. We do awesome. You know, it's really cool to have a lot of different people listen to our music there, and it's great. So we're also looking forward to playing with our friends All.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we recorded at the Blast Singer and stuff, and we've been around that band a little bit, played with them in the past. It'll be nice to share a stage with them again.
Definitely. We're
looking forward to the whole week, and really the most shows we can, the most bands we can go and see. And yeah, it's great, man. We're playing CMJ Festival, which will be great too.
Cool. Very cool. Now you guys are
Riot
on.
Fest.
Yeah. Now you guys are on one of my most favorite labels out there, Red Scare. How did you guys hook up with Toby and the label and start recording with them?
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay.
My wife is telling me that. Never mind. What happened is that we played with this band called Try Failing.
Okay.
And this was before Cody was in the band. We played with Try Failing at Killing Street. And Ken MEU was there. David Jones was there from NMEU. And Ken from NMEU got our CD and brought it into the Fat Records office. And Toby got his hands on it. And then later got in touch with us. And at that point, Cody had joined the band. And we recorded a promo for him.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, kind of skipping to another subject here, obviously, you know, the cost of gas, the high cost of gas and touring in general can be tough on a band. Other than that high cost of touring, what is the most difficult thing about being in a band, in your opinion?
Oh, that's a tough one, I guess. Let me think about this for a second. Most difficult thing. I mean, you asked that question. I don't think I'd talk about the prices of gas and everything like that.
Right.
I think that the hardest part about being in a band, I just kind of tend to look at the bright side of everything, you know, like, what's the best part about being in a band or something? I guess it just kind of outweighs everything. Just, like, you know, Brandon and I are twins, we're twin brothers, and sometimes we'll, like, go at it like brothers, and everybody's putting up with that, I'm sure, is the worst part for the other members.
That's
but
cool.
Just putting up with our fighting, probably, and just arguing with Brandon, but there's plenty of good times to match it, so you really, you know, don't focus on the negative.
Sure. Now, what does the future hold for you guys? I mean, when can fans expect a new album, and what do you guys plan for the future here?
Oh, just the same recipe as we've gone with as far as, you know, release a CD, tour, repeat sort of thing.
Awesome.
And we're doing this tour in October, and then we're going to make it over to Europe, and then we'll hopefully get in the studio and crank out another record.
Cool.
We have some tunes that we've written, and they turned out great. You know, some talks of, like, you know, let's do an EP or something like that. I'm doing another full length.
Very cool.
And then also we're doing a split 7-inch with this band, the Ergs, that's coming out in Suburban Home on the Under the Influence series.
Okay.
Yeah, and that should be great. I believe that the Ergs are doing a Devo song, and we did Green Day tune, so.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that coming out, and you know, we did some nice stuff with the Broadway calls.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that with the Broadway calls.
So, with the live release, it's four different releases that's coming out in 2008, so we're not in any hurry to get in the studio. We haven't finally feel like you have some breathing room to write some songs and concentrate on the next record and also play some live shows.
Awesome. I have one last final statement and plea for those of us here in the Sunshine State. I know we'd love to see you guys come down here, so that's my pitch. We'd love to have you come down to Florida. It's warm in the wintertime, and we'd love to have you guys.
Brad, we'd love to go there. We've had a blast in Florida in the past. We didn't play Tallahassee, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Maybe somewhere in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Tallahassee gets some shows, but I'm close enough to Jacksonville. A lot of bands go through there. Some bands go through Pensacola, which, you know, isn't too far.
Yeah, we
for
played
me.
Pensacola on the last tour.
Yeah, very cool. And, of course, most bands play Orlando, which isn't too terribly far for me, so I'll make
the
trek every now and then.
Yeah, we played Orlando as well.
Very cool. Well, I definitely hope you guys make it back soon, because I haven't had a chance to see you guys live yet, and I would be totally stoked to do so.
Cool, man. Yeah, we'll make it down your way for sure.
Awesome.
We'll see you then, man.
Awesome. Well, Ray, thank you so much for taking the time out to come on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. No problem, Jeff.
Thanks again to Ray for taking the time to be on the show. Up next is another great tune from their latest album, Warning Device. Here is Totally Stupid.
I get so bored, I don't know what to do. Don't feel like smoking dope, don't feel like sniffing glue. Well, I need a change of pace, yeah, I need something new. Don't want to use my head, don't want to get a clue. Cause when I'm hanging out with you, I'm acting totally stupid. You're acting totally stupid. You're acting totally stupid, cause we got nothing better to do. We'll be right back.
far.
Here at Rocket Fuel, that was the great indie band from my hometown of Tallahassee, Florida, Look Mexico, with It's Been a Long Time Since I Smelled Beautiful, which came off of their This Is Animal Music release. The band just put out a new EP called Gasp Asp, which you should check out as well. Before that, you heard the Suburban Home Records act Armchair Martian with Soccer Song. That song came off of their album Who Wants to Play Bass. The band's singer and guitarist, John Snodgrass, later formed alt-country greats Drag the River. Up next is the final song for this episode of Rocket Fuel, and boy is it a classic. Bay Area punk band Jawbreaker were only around for 8 years, but their music continues to influence bands today. Bands like Saves the Day, Brand New, Set Your Goals, and many, many others cite Jawbreaker as an inspiration to their music today. From their final record of A and B sides called Etc., here is Kiss the Bottle. That'll do it for this episode of Rocket Fuel. Send your thoughts, comments, and weather forecasts to me at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on my MySpace page at myspace.com/rocketfuelpodcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.